News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fianna Fáil are going to decide their presidential nominee later on this evening. Fianna Gael are having their thinking, and you'll be speaking to Simon Harris later on, and we'll talk about the Áras. But Fianna Fáil have managed to turn the presidential election mysteriously into a vote of confidence on Micheál Martin's leadership. And I don't know why they've done this to themselves. I don't know how they've ended up in this situation. But the runoff between Billy Kelleher, the MEP, former TD from Cork North Central, and Jim Gavin, who's Fianna Fáil's chosen one, if I could put it that way, at least the political leadership's chosen one, is going to be decided tonight. Now, I don't think there's anybody who thinks Billy Kelleher has an actual chance, but there's a lot of commentary in the newspapers this morning, and I know from speaking to Fianna Fáilists, there's not a lot of hand-wringing going on. They want to support Billy. They need to show Billy that they have his back, but they're coming under pressure to back Jim Gavin. Why have they done this to themselves, Shane?
What have they done? They're having a contest. If they weren't having a contest, the media would be saying, why aren't you having a contest? This is, you know what, paper never refused ink, and this is a classic example of this. This is a non-story. The media love writing Micheál Martin off. Do you remember he was the former future leader? Then when he became leader, he was never going to be the only Fianna Fáil leader who was never going to be Taoiseach.
Yeah.
Then they were pale, stale, and whatever it was, pale, stale, and male, or whatever. Then, oh my God, actually, they had a good election. Then during the last all, it was only a matter of time before he was toppled from within his party. He's seen them off every time. I don't buy this referendum for Micheál Martin nonsense. There'll be a vote today. I'm assuming Jim Gavin will win. I expect he'll win comfortably enough. However number of people vote for Billy Kelleher, it will not matter a jot in a week's time. Micheál Martin will still be Taoiseach and leader.
Do you not think that it is... Look, Micheál Martin has been at the head of the party for a long time. He's going to have to go at some point, whether it's on his terms or someone else's. That this could be a message coming from the grassroots that maybe it is time to shuffle
off. I don't think so. And I'll tell you what, if Fianna Fáil deputies are that stupid... that they don't realise that the biggest asset they've had, the only asset they've had in the last 10 years, is Micheál Martin. Are they really that stupid? I don't believe they are. So, look, I'm not buying it. This is a media-created nonsense. I don't think it's a referendum about Micheál Martin. It's choosing a presidential candidate. And if they weren't having a contest, people would be having to go with them for not having a contest. Look, that's my take on it.
I think he's pinned his colours to Jim Gavin. So obviously.
Oh, he has.
The higher the number voting for Billy Kelleher, the less control he ultimately will have over his own parliamentary party, because let's not forget it's a secret ballot, it's a Charlie Haughey job,
yeah,
so therefore people will be able to go in and do what they want to do.
The vote will be forgotten in about a day and everyone will move on. Let's bring in Sean Defoe on this, News Talk's political correspondent. How do you expect it to pan out today, Sean?
I think Jim Gavin's going to win. I think he's going to win relatively comfortably. I think the only territory we get into what Jonathan's talking about when we're talking about Micheál Martin's leadership is if Billy Kelleher can get more than 25 votes out of the 70 odd votes that are going to be there. I think if he's approaching half, then there is a little bit of a question over, was this the right thing to do to bring in Jim Gavin? But ironically, if Billy Kelleher had declared a bit earlier in the summer, he probably would have mopped up all the support before Jim Gavin could ever get on the pitch. So he left it late himself. And as you said the other day, it was almost a stalking horse for himself, which was, in the end, is probably what's going to undercut him in it. But like that, I mean, nobody ever talks about Albert Reynolds being shafted by Bertie Ahern in 97 because Mary McAleese went on and won the thing.
Yeah.
So if Jim Gavin goes on to win this, Micheál Martin
all
looks like a genius.
Forgotten.
If he doesn't, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of carping, a lot of moaning, a lot of whinging, particularly from councillors in the Cork area, isn't on this?
I mean, are you shocked at people from Cork are whinging about, you know, anything, to be honest with you? But like,
apologies to our listeners.
Apologies to Fianna Fáil in Cork. But look,
apologising to them. They are whinging about
it. Fair enough. But look, I suppose the councillors' gripe is that they were totally left out of this, and it is only TDs and senators who are going to have any sort of a vote. So that's where it's coming from, and you might see that a little bit of a kickback on the councils. But it looks like, even from the councils that we saw yesterday here from presidential candidates, that they're voting with the party line anyway. So, like I said, if Jim Gavin does well in this, Micheál Martin's a genius and he never has to say sorry.
Yeah, okay. So that's the Fianna Fáil side of things. You would have listened to Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday. Do you think Sinn Féin are moving towards backing Captain Connolly?
This is funny because we're here obviously with Fine Gael thinking, and everyone had a different view on this last night when I asked about it. My take on the interview that you did with her and some of the other interviews she did yesterday was that they were leaning more towards backing Catherine Connolly.
That was the reading I took from it yesterday.
In that if Mary Lou is ruling herself out of being a candidate because she wants to remain and become Taoiseach and get Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil out of office that way. Why wouldn't that logic carry through to keeping Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil out of the presidency as well? And your best chance to do that is to back Catherine Connolly, who is right there in the mix at the moment based on the polling, and with that shot of adrenaline, the arm from the Sinn Féin machine, might be an actual contender. Like running a Rose Conway Walsh or an Angus O'Snoddy or someone like that, they're not going to win. So it's just about, do they
Pierce
want
Pierce Doherty's name been mentioned?
I don't think Pierce Doherty is going. I don't think he wants it, first of all. I think he's quite happy being finance spokesperson.
This is Sinn Féin, though. If the party asks, you generally say yes.
If the party asks, Mary Lou McDonald would be the candidate, because an awful lot of them did want her to go that way. And she, my read yesterday...
Did they not decide that they needed her as leader, that they'd no one to replace her as leader?
My read yesterday was this was very much a personal Mary Lou thing. I don't want to be president, and I was stepping away. She used the word I an awful lot through that interview with you and elsewhere, that yeah. I'm the one who's pulling away from this.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of think she wanted it. But anyway, we don't
We'll
know.
Never know. We'll never know. It would have been fascinating as a journalist covering the campaign. I was like, come on, Mary Lou, get in it. Because it would have been really interesting.
Listen, just before you go, we are going to be talking to the Taoiseach, to Simon Harris, a little bit later. You were here yesterday. He spoke very honestly about the horrible events he and his family have had, the disgusting events he and his family have had to endure in the last few days.
Yeah, atrocious. And again, obviously highly critical of what has happened since we last spoke to him. There had been bomb threats to his home. There had been threats of a sexual nature against another one of his family members. And look, he keeps on saying we need to keep this in the media. We need to keep attention on it because we've done this before. How many politicians have you had on talking about different threats to them or abuse that they've got? And it does just move off the agenda. And the thing that I asked him yesterday, and he didn't really have an answer for it, and I don't have a good answer for it, is what's the fix? How do we put the genie back in the bottle of all this abuse that seems to be very commonplace online now and in political discourse and actually fix it so that this isn't happening and not escalating down the line? And I think that he did say he wants to talk to both the opposition and his party colleagues in government, because as we were just saying off air, if this was another jurisdiction, I think there would be a much harder crackdown on the people who were involved in this than there has been.
I think if this was the UK, it would be a very different scenario. They'd take a much tougher line, and maybe that's what we need to be doing in this country.
Maybe you need to make
it. We're very benign, and I like that about our democracy, but...
And it's such a shame, because like the best thing about our democracy is you could go down to the pub on a Friday night and the TD is down there, or you can meet them out and about. Yeah. They don't need all of the entourage that comes world leaders in another country. They're actually accessible, and that will be gone within a matter of years.
Sorry, one last question before you go. So we'll have a Fianna Fáil candidate, a Fine Gael candidate, Catherine Connolly. We don't know about Sinn Féin yet. Will that be it?
I think so. I think I don't see anyone coming through the councils. I was a bit on the fence yesterday, thinking maybe like a Maria Steen, someone who's very well spoken, could speak to the conservative side of things. Perhaps they can come through. Having seen at least two councils rule themselves out yesterday and speaking to others who are basically setting now the bar so high, a lot of councils needing four nominations before you even get to speak. I just think that's not going to happen. And, you know, behind the scenes, the likes of Conor McGregor, for example, got in touch with multiple councils yesterday. Lots of them either aren't going to hear him because he's so late in the day, or just set the bar too high to get in. So the possibilities would be a Steen, maybe a Gareth Sheridan, who were impressive enough in there, you know, seemed normal, but they're also being damned by association of the people who just had no hope yesterday, that they're all being dumped into this one bucket. So I think probably the smallest field in a presidential election we've had for a long time, maybe even as back as 1990,
when it was three candidates. Yeah. Okay. Sean Defoe will be here all day in Mullingar at the Fine Gael Think In reporting throughout the day for News Talk. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.